Are you going to work, Daddy?
Yes.
You're always going to work.
Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Tuesday, August 4th. It's 24 degrees out, feels like 27 with the sun. And stuff. This episode of Dailyish brought to you by Feed.press. Feed.press is analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters like me and you. Feed.press is a simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcasting hosting platform with 250 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over each month. You can easily upload 4 episodes per month. Upgrading your storage is easy and affordable. If you check out feed.press/dailyish and sign up for 14 days, no contracts or commitments, you can use promo code Dailyish during your checkout to get 10% off your first year. Feed.press/dailyish is where you can go. And also, of course, Patreon supporters like maybe you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can support me more directly with my podcasting efforts. Maybe help me learn how to say directly with some training. So the Monday to Friday Dailyish episodes, more daily than ish, is off to a great start. I missed Monday yesterday with, it was a Canadian holiday. I didn't lay out the full rules of the contract of the negotiations that I had with you, my listeners, as to whether it was going to include holidays or not. In my defense, there's some brunch involved, lots of waffles. I don't know if I podcast that well after a brunch of waffles. So that's my defense. I lay it at your feet. Hopefully you forgive me. My excuse early. We were off last week, as I mentioned in the previous episodes. We were at a family camp, great week, up at Camp Oshkadi with the kids and the friends and the waters and the boats and the things, and outdoors, sleeping in a tent trailer for the first time as a family, which was interesting and went really well, actually. It's actually us that wants to prefer to sleep without our kids in the room, because you just hear every noise, and especially I wake up at every little cough or sneeze or cry out in their sleep or whatever, and not that I run to their side right away, although my wife might disagree. I probably run a little too quickly sometimes in an effort to, like, it's not that I'm scared they're going to like fall off the bed or something. It's more like if I can contain this outbreak quickly, then I can get back to sleep. But if it blows up because we didn't contain it, then we're up for an hour or something. That's my half awake theory anyways on keeping kids asleep at night. But in the end, I still don't get a lot of sleep because of it. So I should just get earplugs and go back to sleep. Anyways, tent trailering worked great. It's kind of given us a little taste of it. Safe place with like a lodge and kitchens and bathrooms and stuff to go to during the day, but sleeping in a tent trailer at night and sort of trying it out with our kids all went great. Aside from coming home now with a couple of the kids came home with a cold. Now it seems like a few days later, as is often the case with kids being sort of the early warning signs of sickness entering your home, it seems to have spread to the adults. So we'll see if I thought I was going to wake up with more of a cold, but we'll see if maybe in the days ahead there's a few more sniffles and or coughs on this podcast here we call Dailyish. So I'm excited for August. It feels like I'm still in a bit of a fog trying to get my head around what all is going to be happening here, both in Lemon Productions website design land as well as good stuff podcasting land. And I think, like I said, the head cold maybe is not helping with trying to get my head on straight as far as what's going on. But I'm excited to do the more daily episodes for y'all and welcome your feedback and comments as I do so. I will, some of them will be rambling, some of them will be more focused, as the case may be. I'm also wrapping up, I'm not sure, the At U2 podcast. U2, the band, finished their North American tour segment recently, and the At U2 folks were covering that, and so we're sort of chatting about that. They had an awesome special event. I'm just going to mention it here because we're going to be talking about it on the At U2 podcast later this week, but they had their 20th anniversary party for the atu2.com team in New York a couple days after, in between U2's run in New York City at Madison Square Gardens. and they had this party, and at the very last minute, The Edge and Adam Clayton, the guitarist and the bassist for U2, actually showed up and played a couple songs with, they had arranged for a, the U2 team had arranged for a U2 cover band to play just as a way to have a party or whatever. So these 400 folks in this club in New York got this special treat of having The Edge and Adam Clayton play along through a couple songs. So I'll put the link to the video in the show notes, but it's kind of fun hearing all the details of the behind the scenes stuff of how that all came together and how it was very last minute and no, they had no idea that they were actually going to show up, but then all of a sudden they did and they're on stage. And so madness, good kind of madness ensued. So I think that's it for now. This is day one. I won't mark every day. I don't think so. I'll forget what number I'm at. It's episode 113 of Dailyish, which is pretty crazy. 113 episodes. I don't think I thought I would get to 100, but here we are. goodstuff.fm/dailyish/113 is where you can find this episode. Feel free to subscribe, of course. There's the RSS link there and also the link to iTunes where you can leave a rating and or review, which helps every podcast out, but especially mine because it just does. Visit patreon.com/iChris if you want to check out the Patreon page there as well for ways you can support me with a couple bucks a month to help podcasting. More podcasting is good. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.